This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. California authorities are trying to learn why a 28-year-old former U.S. Marine went into a country music club and shot and killed 12 people, including a sheriff's deputy, Wednesday night. The shooter, identified as Ian David Long, was also killed in the incident. He entered the Borderline Bar and Grill in the city of Thousand Oaks, California, and began shooting. A veteran deputy sheriff, Sergeant Ron Helis, was killed in the attack. California's governor-elect Gavin Newsom said such incidents cannot be allowed to become the new normal.
This is America. It's got to change. This doesn't happen anywhere else on planet Earth. And we can't let folks forget that. Can't lose sight of that. Can't allow this to be normalized.
The shooting was the deadliest mass shooting since 17 students and teachers were killed at Parkland, Florida High School 9 months ago. It comes just days after a gunman massacred 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Votes are still being counted in more than 10 too-close-to-call elections in the United States 2 days after the midterm balloting ended. The undecided races are not enough to upset Democratic Party control of the House of Representatives or the Republican majority in the Senate. There are uncalled Senate races in Arizona and Florida, where Republican candidates have narrow leads. In the Florida Senate race, Governor Rick Scott has pulled 22,000 votes ahead of the incumbent Democrat, Senator Bill Nelson, who has called for a recount. In Georgia, meanwhile, the state governorship remains in doubt, even as the state's Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp declared victory. Democrat Stacey Abrams has formed a litigation team for possible legal challenges that could send that contest to a runoff. This is VOA News. Now that Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been pushed out and replaced, there are questions about what's next for the Deputy Attorney General who's been overseeing a special counsel's probe into Russian involvement in the 2016 election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Rod Rosenstein, the number two official at the Justice Department, took control of Robert Mueller's investigation into election interference because Jeff Sessions recused himself. President Trump has blasted the probe as a witch hunt and said,
I could fire everybody right now, but I don't want to stop it.
The president has placed an acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker at the helm of the Justice Department instead of elevating Rosenstein. No clue on Rosenstein's future at the Justice Department. Acting AG Whitaker has called for limiting the Russia investigation.
AP's Jackie Quinn. As Saudi-led coalition forces gain ground inside the Houthi-held Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah, Amnesty International is calling on the pro-Iranian militia group to withdraw from the city's main hospital. We get details from Ed Uranian in Cairo.
As fighting continues for control of the Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah, Amnesty International is calling on the Houthi militia group that controls most of the city to remove its forces from inside the May 22nd National Hospital. The head of Amnesty International's Middle East program, Sama Haddad, says the presence of Houthi forces on the roof of the building constitutes a breach of the human rights of the patients inside the hospital. Many international NGOs and humanitarian groups like the UN's FAO are warning of the mounting danger of famine inside Yemen if fighting continues. Recent efforts to bring representatives of the Houthis and the Hadi government to the bargaining table have failed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Federal Reserve decided to keep interest rates at 2.25% for the time being. We get the details from AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
The Federal Reserve Board voted to leave a key short-term interest rate where it is, but it signaled it will bump the federal funds rate up 0.25% next month, the fourth increase of the year, and that it expects to raise the rate 3 more times next year. The Fed noted economic growth remains strong and unemployment and inflation low, despite a trade war, a slowing housing market, and slackening corporate investment. The central bank says the economy remains strong enough to stand a return to more normal interest rates, which, despite the increases, remain at historically low levels. I'm Warren Levinson.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up, but the S&P and the NASDAQ closing lower. European markets were also mixed. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.